Bob Muscatel here with you, and yes, indeed, let's bring Dan in. Travel Thursdays with our buddy Dan Schlossberg, a terrific author. Matter of fact, speaking of books, he's written his latest, and it's out there now, and it's going great guns, Baseball's Memorable Misses. It's a terrific book. I got it right. Matter of fact, I got it right over here. It's right behind me. And we're going to chat with Danny about that in mid-May, so I'm looking forward to that, and that'll be a nice pre-summertime chat with Danny all about, baseball, because, you think summer, you think a little baseball. Well, it's a great angle for the book, and I'm looking forward to chatting with Danny about it. But we're going to talk travel today. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Braves have won 3 straight. I'm happy.
Yeah. Hey, Yanks won yesterday. Judge had a good day on his birthday. I'm happy, too. So here we are. Okay.
That's good. Yankee. We're careening toward a World Series meeting.
Yeah, you said it before I could. Perfect. It sounds good to me. Okay, so let's talk a little. Let's talk a little travel. We're going to talk Instagrammable beaches. So, what brought this subject to mind, Danny?
Now, I don't use Instagram. However, there is a vacation rental marketplace called Florida Rentals that actually analyzed Instagram hashtags to determine the most visited beaches in the country and compared that with the length of each beach to see which ones had the highest number of hashtags per meter. Of course, that's an English measurement. So some of them I've been to and really enjoyed them. So they've got 10 beaches here all listed. And my number one choice and their number one choice coincide. I would have picked this beach number one, La Jolla Cove near San Diego. It's a very short beach, but spectacular scenery. It's only 86 meters in length, but they get 4,257 hashtags per meter.
Wow.
So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess so. Number two, we go down to Florida for South Beach, which, of course, everyone's heard of, or if they haven't heard of it, they've gone one step further. They've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, too, South Beach in Miami. Most hashtags at 8 million 02,955. Their length is 3,942 meters. World famous beach scene. And if you remember the movie The Birdcage,
yes,
that was in the South Beach area. There are many natural and artificial changes over the years, but South Beach remains very popular.
Okay, number three on the list, back out west to California, Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach has many festivals out there, including Kelp Fest. I love that name. Pageant of the Masters and Festival of the Arts, a beautiful beach in California.
And another one out in California comes in number four on our list of Instagrammable beaches, Venice Beach out in California, right near Santa Monica, right?
That is correct. And by the way, Venice Beach is the number one tourist attraction in the Los Angeles area, and I've been there too. Beautiful place.
Nice. Let's head out to Hawaii. I would love to. Thank you very much. Sandy Beach, Hawaii, which is on the south shore of Oahu.
Right. Good place to see McGarrett in action. It's known for surfing, bodyboarding, and large and consistent waves. So if you like to go surfing, great place to go. South Sandy Beach in Hawaii.
Very nice. In numbers 6 and 7, both in California, Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach.
Yeah, beautiful places, beautiful beaches, both in Southern California.
And in the number 8 slot, back out to Hawaii, seal off this rock, nobody gets in, nobody gets out, Sunset Beach in Hawaii.
Yeah, I love Hawaii. I used to love Hawaii 5-0 on TV. I watched the new one and the old one, never missed an episode. Just great scenery. In fact, I got a story about Hawaii 5-0. When they first discussed doing that show with Jack Lord way back when, the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce objected strenuously. They said, you can't show all the crime here. You'll kill our business. And what happened? Because of the beautiful scenery, their business actually improved about 25%.
I'm sure it did. Plus, they're still looking for WOFAT. I think on the...
That's true. I used to love those episodes.
Oh, man. The original, I know the remake ran for a bunch of seasons, but the original was still the best, Book 'em, Dano, and the whole bit, Number 9, Delray Beach down in Florida, which is a big draw.
That's another one I've been to. Beautiful place between Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach. Great place to go enjoy the beach.
And to round out your top 10, Waikiki Beach in Hawaii.
That's another one. It's Honolulu, beautiful place, great place, and not too far, by the way, from Pearl Harbor, so you should see that if you're out there.
Now, one thing you probably noticed, folks, as we were running down this list of the top 10, only three different states mentioned. So the top 10 beaches are from three states overall, so you can see what the trend is there.
Well, what was interesting to me, Bob, is that this is from a rental marketplace called Florida Rentals, and Florida only has two on the top 10.
Yeah.
There are five from California and three from Hawaii.
How about that? And I guess you have to go all the way down to number 15, Virginia Beach, to find something not in those three states, right?
That is correct. Virginia Beach is the first one from not in the three states on their list.
Hmm. You got some small ones that showed up on the list, right?
Yes, La Jolla Cove, which we mentioned, that's number one, generated great popularity on social media. And I was there because the baseball winter meetings were out in San Diego. And I was at La Jolla Cove. I went down a couple of days early for the baseball winter meetings. La Jolla Cove, I saw so much wildlife there, penguins. I saw dolphins jumping, all kinds of wildlife, seals, sea lions. Got many great pictures. And they have vendors set up all along the cove. And I bought something. I usually don't buy much from vendors along the waterway.
Yeah.
However, I saw something I could not resist. A replica Atlanta Braves 2021 World Series ring that actually opens up.
Oh, listen, Danny. You deserve a world championship ring. You've been with the Braves, good, bad, and indifferent, your whole life. I mean, you deserve a ring. I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, I'm working on a Hank Aaron tribute book that's going to come out next year.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, wow. Well, listen, nobody writes Braves better than Dan Schlossberg. So that's I can't wait to see that, Danny. And do you have a title yet, or is it too early?
Yes, the title is Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. And, of course, record is a play on words because it's both Babe Ruth's record and his record, and his record as a humanitarian, as an advocate for civil rights.
Oh, without a doubt. Hey, listen, let's get back to our study for a quick second before I let you go. This was commissioned by Florida Rentals, and they know of what they speak.
Yes, they offer Florida vacation homes with no service or booking fees, and I like that. And I also love vacation homes. We've talked about that many times. You get so much more bang for your buck with that.
Yep. FloridaRentals.com is where you can go to find more information about beaches and about this this list, no doubt, as well. So next week, we were just talking about baseball a moment ago. I guess next week we're going to be talking about the most baseball-crazy cities. Boy, is that's right in your wheelhouse, Danny.
No, very much so. And some of the things that they came up with on that list, kind of amazing, too. We'll talk next week.
All right. I'm looking forward to it already. Danny, always great to have you check in. Listen, be safe. Let's do it again next week, okay?
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Be safe yourself.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on WLIS WMRD.